We're learning for the next couple of days, as we're now the seventh night of Hanukkah.
That's right,
seventh night. Some more of the laws of Hanukkah. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that as long as a child reaches the age of chinuch, katan shehigil chinuch, sarach lahadlik, at that age, which doesn't describe exactly what that means, but nonetheless, that's the time in which a child lights. And he says, "V'im eino yodeh b'atzmo levarech." Let's say, for whatever reason, the child does not know how to make a bracha. In that case, yachul gadol levarech lo. Then an adult.
Wait.
So if a child is unable to, for whatever reason, say the bracha, then yachul gadol levarech, then the halacha is that an adult can assist this child. Lohotzio afshai gadol kfar hidlik neros chanach. Even if you already made the bracha, and therefore maybe you think I shouldn't say the bracha again, especially for someone who doesn't have the same level of obligation to light. Nonetheless, it's not an issue, certainly not to assist them. Furthermore, he says, the Piskei Tshuvos tells us, v'shemen shel katan shagil chinuch huksel mitzvaso ein shemen shel gadol. That when it comes to the oil which is found inside the actual Chanukiah, once that oil is placed therein, that's considered to be huksel mitzvaso, which means it can no longer be used for any other purpose. And when it comes to, in fact, which we're not going to see, that leftover oil after the Chanukah is over, you're not allowed to use it for anything else. Specifically, the oil which is found in the menorah. In fact, that would have to be burned, as stipulated in the Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference if it's a child or an adult. That same law applies. So maybe, based on that, you would think that since we're following the laws, that they're exactly the same, a katan and a gadol, with regard to that, maybe in that case, we will even allow a child to light on behalf of an adult. And on this, the Mishnah Berurah says, quote, "L'maisa ein lismoch she'e katan yochel hotzi ba'dalakas ol gadolim," that we do not allow a child to light on the behalf of adults. And the reason for this, as one could say, even though in fact the whole idea of lighting the menorah is midrabanan, so therefore it's the same concept. The child also has a mitzvah derabanan, but they have two rabbinics. There's two derabanans. First of all, the lighting, and also they themselves, the obligation is of a chinuch is only rabbinic. And therefore, we would not want a child to light on behalf of an adult. And he says, v'gam lo l'nashim. Not only that, we would not want a child to light on behalf of women either. Shechayavos ka'anashim, because they also have the same obligation as men to light. L'chein, therefore, what happens in the event that the father is not home? So he says, kishain ha'av b'bayis, and you have the wife, and you have sons, but they're not the age of bar mitzvah. So who should light? The child is not bar mitzvah age, or the mother. So he says, tanaka aim neros chanukah, the mother should light. Losismoch al hadlakas boneha shul hagil mitzvos. This child who has not yet reached the age of bar mitzvah should not be the one that lights on her behalf. Rather, she should light instead. So what happens now, the Piskei Tshuvos asks, in a situation where a child becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of Hanukkah? So what's the problem? So he'll light. Well, the issue is as follows. He says like this: V'nar shenase bar mitzvah be'echad miyemei Hanukkah. Let's say you have a child in the middle of Hanukkah, the fourth day, whatever, becomes bar mitzvah. U'minhagam lahadlik b'shas hashkia lefnei tzeitzah kochavim. And the custom in that particular community, in that house, is to light the moment it becomes dark, before the stars come out. So what's the problem? So light. Well, the issue over here now is that this child, as we're going to see, is not considered to be a gadol until Seitz HaKochavim, on his 13th birthday. Gamkin enu motzi gadolim yedei chavasam. On that day, he should not light on behalf of an adult. And you can say, well, he's 13, so maybe we should have him light in a special occasion. No. Ki b'shas hadalaka a dying katanhu. At this moment, until it's Seitzah Kochavim, until the stars come out, he halakhically is still considered to be a child, and therefore we do not want him to light on behalf of an adult until later on. So maybe you should say, so let him wait. V'yesh hadinim lom, and there are those actually say, she'adith, she'gam ha'katan atzmo yamtin b'adlakaso, that maybe we should have this child who is going to be turning bar mitzvah in a matter of minutes, maybe he should wait lighting beyond the time that they normally light, Ad la'achar tzeitzuk ha'klavim. Wait until tzeitzuk ha'klavim when he becomes bar mitzvah, and now he'll be a full-fledged bar mitzvah to be chayav in the mitzvah midrabanan of lighting the chanukiah. The imel kain hu atzmo v'shas hadokas so chiyuvim mitrei derabanan. Because otherwise he would have again those two rabbanans, because not only is the lighting of the menorah rabbinic in nature, but also he is not yet a gadol, which would be the fulfillment of those mitzvahs are only derabanan. And now by him waiting, he'll remove one of those two rabbanans, and therefore the obligation would be stronger. Nonetheless, he concludes that amnam maisa in linhog kain, we do not have this custom for him to wait. El yadik b'shas hashkia, will still have him light at the time which he always would always light, which is as soon as it got dark. Kamosha haminhag tamid bebesul hadakach v'lo yamtin adl achas itzuchav. We're not going to have this child wait in order for him to remove one of these rabbanans. Got it.